March Madness tips off tonight. The NCAA's All or Nothing basketball tournament. Future stars of the NBA and WNBA facing off. Who can forget Larry Bird and Magic Johnson in 1979? Well, apparently everybody that I'm looking at around me who wasn't born yet. And one of those, you know, the playoffs weren't called March Madness until 1982 when Brent Musburger used the term. But anywho, here we go. On the men's side, the reigning champion UConn Huskies, top seed. In the women's competition, it's hard to look past the Iowa Hawkeyes with Caitlin Clark in her last March Madness before going to the WNBA. Unless, of course, you're looking at South Carolina. So let's bring in Lauren Tuscola from the sports news site, The Gist. She's in studio with us. Men, UConn, improbable winners a year ago, favored this year. Are they worth the praise?
I think they're definitely worth the praise. They ran through the Big East, which is one of the most competitive men's tournaments. But you can't overlook number one Purdue as well. They have the expected player of the year in Zach Edey. They had a big upset last year. They got bounced in the first round of the tournament. So I'm looking at Purdue as well, in addition to UConn.
And who else? Just give us one more.
An underdog to watch out for is Creighton. So they're one of the few teams that upset UConn this year during the regular season. So if you need a number three seed, there's always chaos in the men's bracket. I would take a look at Creighton as well.
Okay, that's enough of the men. Let's go to the women. The biggest star without question, Caitlin Clark, top scorer in NCAA Division I history. She and her Iowa team are a one seed. But wait, you know, we know the betting odds are with the undefeated South Carolina women. There's LSU, returning champions. Take a look.
The women's tournament is so, so deep this year. I'm really excited about it. Like you said, number one, South Carolina. This is the third straight year. They're the number one overall seed, back-to-back regular season undefeated run. So South Carolina is another team to beat. Another one, number two, Stanford. They were upset in the Pac-12 tournament, but they're in that mix for that number one seed. So there's just so much talent on the women's side. It's going to be a really exciting tournament.
Right. And the women's tournament broke viewership records last year. Now you've got Caitlin Clark, you know, the Taylor Swift of basketball right now. Do you think we'll see even bigger numbers? And what is this, you know, it is the NCAAs, but what is it meaning in a bigger way for women's basketball?
This is huge for women's basketball. Like you said, outstanding viewership numbers across the board. And we're heading into the WNBA season, so we'll see Caitlin Clark make that jump to the WNBA. I'm expecting the viewership to be shattered this time around. We're seeing that March Madness branding, there's so much support, there's so many superstars to watch. So I think the viewership numbers are going to be through the roof, and it's really exciting time for women's hoops.
Okay, we got a little time here. Just on the men's side first, one player, somebody who's new to this might look for, and then on the women's side besides Caitlin.
Besides Caitlin, yeah. So Zach Edey is really that player to watch on the men's side. He's 7'5", so when
you can't miss him.
You cannot miss him on the court. You'll see him out there. When he gets the ball, you're expecting him to score. So Zach Edey, he's expected to go to the NBA as well. So definitely the player to watch for the men's. And then on the women's side, there are so many to choose from. I'm going to go with Hannah Hidalgo from Notre Dame, number two Notre Dame.
Right. You can't forget Notre Dame on the women's side.
So competitive. There are a lot of freshmen to watch. So the women's game is going to be really deep for years to come. But Hannah Hidalgo, she's a freshman leading that Notre Dame team. I'll look out for her too.
And Caitlin Clark, who from the season past, who might give her the most trouble as an individual?
As an individual, players, there's always that competition with Angel Reese. That's right. The rematch of last year's national championship game. So those two, the trash talk between them, that's always one to watch. And they're in the same quadrant this year, so that might be an early matchup.
I love the trash talk. The Gist, Lauren Tuscola, with a quick preview. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.